Just try again. This is one of those things where the wise sage wants you to exhibit perseverance. This is how a sea monster sees the world. You've become a sea monster, Harry. Giant, hidden, and strangely tender at heart. All is blue. Still nothing. Just books. The reading materials of this old man out of time. Have you looked in the mirror lately? To be honest, you have the exact features of the modern artist, with that wild hair and those clothes. Perhaps you should try to write poetry someday and critique architecture. Yes, it is. Raphael Ambrosius Cousteau is one classy name for one classy cop. Say it. No, you won't. Raphael Ambrosius Cousteau is one classy name and you're one classy cop. Say it. No, it's not. Raphael Ambrosius Cousteau is one classy name for one classy cop. Say it. And he's gone again. Looks like it's becoming a theme for him. His slender figure is backlit by city lights, its distant streets and motorways flashing like diamonds. As a noted art cop, you definitely have an opinion on this. Ah, so he has read something besides his books of abstruse theory. No, wait. Can this really be the end? You feel like you've just gotten to the real stuff. This is your chance to show off your own critical faculties. Show them what an introspective cop looks like. Extremely different from discussing the aesthetic merits of avant-garde literature while quaffing a fine Moroccan red, eh, art cop? Yes, now keep developing the idea. The way they billow in the night breeze reminds you of something. It reminds you of something, but you can't think of what. Oh well, let's see if the students are still going. Communist theorists love puns, in case that wasn't obvious. That must be it. You imagine yourself in a small dinghy buoyed along gentle swells. The thought is almost too much to bear. What you wouldn't give to glimpse the bare legs behind it. Yes, an image to get the blood pumping. An unpredictable power fighting to free itself. Gradually, the pleasant sensation recedes. You turn your attention to the two young men who appear just about finished. Slowly, too slowly, the pain fades from your side. You turn your attention to the two young men who appear just about finished. You let the invigorating sensation course through you, then turn your attention to the two young men who appear just about finished. What are these levels they're talking about? This doesn't sound like any communism you've encountered before. Imagine the audacity of wanting to read a novel in a reading group. Just a minute. Steban, Ulixis, why do those names ring the faintest of bells? You should get to the bottom of this when you have the chance. Hey, you're not just some cop. You've got highly developed critical faculties. Now's your chance to show them off. Time to meet these two on the intellectual battlefield. Why don't you show off those highly developed critical faculties of yours? Of course, they're the ones who produce that overall critique of tip-top Tournai. Just a minute. Steban, Ulixis, why do those names ring the faintest of bells? You should get to the bottom of this when you have the chance. Let them know your interest in muscle man literature is much more high-minded than they're giving you credit for. Even better, you're able to connect those themes to your critique of the novel's formal qualities, such as they are. Come on, let's really impress them. Overturn the race class paradigm. The more esoteric, the better. Hanging? What a drag. He seems like a cultured gentleman. You should ask him about the finer things. A chill runs down your spine as you envision a half dozen people in professional attire standing around a chair, awkwardly pretending to be waiting for a motor bus. It's neither funny nor creative, as though you weren't envious enough of the boy as is. No, It's more like a creature from the abyssopologic zone. A great, dark, bioluminescent fish. Not just any fish. It moves like some ancient bottom feeder gliding over the ocean floor in search of prey. Unreal. Unreal. She had an eye for beauty. Your loss. Farewell. Rainwashed wall at the end of the world. You have no clue. It's just a wall. Yeah. Why? It's a wall. An ordinary wall. Because you see it. Finally. This wall is sublime. Look at it. The shadows. The colors. Your loss. Farewell. Light-drenched wall at the end of the world. Oh, wall father. Your loss. Farewell. Snow-flecked wall at the end of the world. Your loss. Farewell, wall at the end of the world, draped in shadow. Absolutely. Now you just need the materials. Yes, great thinking. Go talk to her. The wall will be waiting. Yes, do that. The wall will be waiting. Because this is no ordinary wall. It is sublime. Look at it. The shadows, the colors. All the other walls on all the other houses must make a pilgrimage in adoration of this, the uncontested pinnacle of wallcraft, color peeled from the very face of God. You already have the heavy fuel oil to use as paint. It's red. And Cindy the Skull has a paintbrush. This is on, a downy blanket of white to cover up the miserable poverty of the scene. It'll take more than rain to bring this place back to life. You've spoken. The wall will now silently repeat the message for a decade or so until the sea air degrades the paint, adding another layer of detritus to the city. The paintbrush in your hand is like a loaded revolver. What will it be, desperado? Quite a few things come to mind. The wall towers over you with its indelible message. You've spoken. The wall will now silently repeat the message for a decade or so until the sea air degrades the paint. Paintbrush? Check. Heavy fuel oil? Check. Now the only thing left to do is paint the wall. You've spoken. The wall will now silently repeat the message for a decade or so until the sea air degrades the paint, adding another layer of detritus to the city. Or spiritual? She could be looking for refuge. Or spiritual. She could be looking for refuge. Felled, electrical. How ironic. All these dark rooms. What if you were to reconceptualize climbing the ladder? Home? Hello, Girard. Technically speaking, your electricity. This is too much. You need to recede. A poet could write a dozen verses and still not begin to capture the profound vexation in that sigh. This limbed and headed machine of pain and undignified suffering is grinding to a halt. Tired of walking the desert, it doesn't want to feel or think anymore. Great gears are grinding to a halt. The machine is powering down. She's all out of jolt. She must have built a new, sadly better, reality from the only material available: radio waves and cop shows. All of this sounds like something Ruby would be interested in. Made of black film and folding tape structures. No, it's more like a creature from the abyssopologic zone. A great, dark, bioluminescent fish. Not just any fish. It moves like some ancient bottom feeder gliding over the ocean floor in search of prey. Because it's the most working class death you've ever seen. Do her words seem vague and abstract to you? Books in a board game section? Who wants to read books? See the way she's suggestively holding that pistol? That's symbolism. She speaks almost as if she's trying to put a spell on you, urging you to buy more books. It's symbolic of vice and sin. Perhaps they are gods. Gods of distance and outer dust. Wow. Void raves. You have new words. No, not presence. Absence. The Samarin butter billboard still looks freshly painted, suggesting it took the plunge recently. Within the past 72 hours, a quaint little box of radio waves. That's not bad. A quaint little box of radio waves. A quaint little box of radio waves. I bet she hasn't even heard it. Valley of a Thousand Heads. You like the sound of that. That's easy. Antennas are basically just tall things, right? All right, brainstorming time. Remember, this is just the ideation phase. There are no bad ideas. Your thinking about this has gotten way too rigid. Time to flip the whole antenna paradigm on its head. Nope, nothing. The idea factory is closed until further notice. Okay, that's a fair point. But don't worry, your next idea will be better. Okay, wow. That's some harsh feedback. Close your eyes. Unfold your mental map of Martinez. It's morning. You're standing on the plaza before the Whirling in Rags. Your eye follows the tiles west. You see a bench and a few twisted, pitiful trees. Then, just water. Beyond the unkempt backyard rises a monstrous assemblage of concrete, plaster, and corrugated sheet metal. You turn around. The morning sun is blinding. You bring your hand to your brow, and a great shadow materializes before you. A towering beast, frozen in mid-air. A note of awe in her voice. She's shocked and pleased by her own audacity. It's the abyss staring back at you, like that evil ink that filled the printout, erasing coherence and meaning. When was the last time this world had anything new to say? Like love, respectful? Is the lieutenant a follower of DeLoreanism? She acknowledges the passing of someone who is still alive. That is why the lungs are the symbol of love for the cultures of the Riel Belt. This subtle terror is part of her iconography. No, you must know. He said something about seraphic existence before. Maybe this is what he was talking about. And your mind's pretty clear, all things considered. In fact, it's too clear for you to be buying into this climbing vision quest. But can't deny it. Your mind's pretty clear, all things considered. In fact, it's too clear for you to be buying into this climbing vision quest. All right, let's consider the context and meaning here. All right, let's consider the context and meaning here. Maybe the church was designed this way to prevent boisterous activity, singing and dancing on its premises. They really have an interesting setup here, like kids preparing for a school science fair. It's pretty neat. Nah, that's just the smell of healthy experimentation and lots of chemicals. I'm sure you did. You have an exploratory creative streak, just like them. The silence of God? Sorry. Oh no, he's pretty much a bum now. Metaphor. It's always metaphor. Clean white light coming from the windows of a clean cube-shaped office building hidden amidst ruins. A secret. The cloak looks like a bag of goodies floating in the wind. Who knows what its pockets may hide? It's like some red infection was spreading outwards from the container yard's core. The lyrics to this container song are being made up as he goes along. He's probably one of those rare specimens who are born when two drunk seamen stumble on top of each other on the deck amidst a storm, so violent it flings whales around. Words flow like a river of honey from his lips. Words flow like a river of honey from his lips. You don't feel like either one of these things. You know what your name is. You have a sophisticated name, like that of a count. Or a beautiful man. You don't feel like any of these things. You know what your name is. You have a sophisticated name, like that of a count. Or a beautiful man. His smile is so wide it could blanket the universe. Oh yeah, skull and bones. Skull and bones on a Revacholian flag. The Revacholian death squad. Oh yeah, the visual image has completely bedazzled you. You're 100% with Everard now. And then there will be a giant statue of him, towering above it all. It was interesting. No arguing against that. This particular brand of humor he has, it makes for a fine distraction. It is rather interesting to tell people things about each other, isn't it? It was nice telling him about her right now. Deploying high concept buzzword generator. All systems functional. Ready to engage in 3, 2, 1. If business planning were really your strong suit, you probably wouldn't be a cop. Congratulations. You've somehow managed to fail at failing, which means, in a strange way, that you've succeeded. What's worse than throwing money at something that's already failed? It's time to disrupt the future. You've got to stay lean, innovative, and focus on what matters most. The children. Come on, tell him what he wants to hear. You're deep into ultra-liberal territory now. Good work. You're in deep now, but don't lose your nerve. You can do this. That's just one of the many dangers of getting too deep into carpere. That's not very art. Tell him it contains an invisible pigment used by corporate spies. Own the palette, and you can unveil a whole world of concealed communications. Tell him it was used to mix together an invisible pigment. Own it, and he opens up a whole world of concealed communications. Maybe you could paint something with this coal. Leave a cave painting for future archaeologists. No, that would be stupid. No, you're a proud warrior. Keep it. It almost looks as if the stones and dice are a natural part of the room, growing out of the shelves like stalagmites. It's even worse than she says. God is dead. We live in a forsaken age. Ice, death, loss. Sounds like you. A bit of experimenting every now and then isn't bad. Indeed, what were the other ideas? That's understandable. Fantasies are serious things. The mind is the drawing board of history. Sounds cool. She sounds almost antique. As if her voice was being played off an old wax cylinder. A receiver must not be working properly. What an ominous name for a hair salon. Doesn't bode well for anyone's hair. A conductor for the hundreds of story threads that pass through the Game Master's frequency. The whole thing resembles Kadran mosaic tiles. Very pedantic. History classes, students with their textbooks open, studying the roots of our civilization. Those aquarelle blue tiles looked beautiful in the sun. You have created an ice bear sarcophagus. He's right. His work would be much more formal. This looks like an enormous improvement on the classic Wirral setting. Much more advanced. Light years ahead. If they put this much effort into making Welkin cooler, imagine what they did with the Tveorg and the humans. Definitely not. That's not bad. Maybe it's the second part of the leitmotif you saw on the stained glass window. Ka-ching. That's a good question. Looks like someone tried to reconceptualize their business here. Look, the skis and rotor blades both bear the same Slipstream logo. It seems likely that they started out making one, failed to turn a profit, and then pivoted to producing the other. Not quite. You do know that there's something unusual about this company's business model. Reality is ruthless. You have to say something. I'm sorry. I'm foam. All I can do is foam. It's meaningless. In your mind, you could still climb inside her bed. Still the only man. She will. Once you have erected the Temple of Light, the world's most precious material. Reserved for those she lets close enough to feel it. You are stealing a touch. It's not yours to take. Silence. A distant wind blows. You can't think of anything pretty to say. Subtle, like the aesthetic cacophony the two of you are making right now. Look at this shit. The visual fields make no sense. You're like a pair of white socks in brown sandals right now. It's disgusting. She is like a student unexpectedly called upon by a teacher. Can she answer the classroom question? What's that magazine she's reading? What will her essay prompt be? The beauty, the truth, the poetry of it all. It looks like the artist is celebrating diversity, but underneath, he's just making fun of these people. You ain't gonna change someone's mind by calling them a bastard. Of course, you slippery bastard. No one's telling you to like him. You might learn something from him, though. There's something disdainful in the way the curves and lines of the bodies were drawn. Maybe that would work. We'll have to see. No, you weren't. Otherwise, you would have said it. In truth, it was quite beyond your associative powers. This could have made him more open to discussing the race enigma with you. That will be the... That's understandable. Jean-Luc Measurehead is a sage and an intellectual giant of race theory. Who are you? Handmaiden of Al Ghul. Yes, better not to expand your mind in this direction. You may find out too much about the mystery. Fly too close to the race sun. Go ahead. Don't be shy. Just ask for race secrets. Ask what kind of races there are first. Classification is core to this stuff. How can they fit into all the holes and gaps? Are they very tiny people? Or are they eyes separated from the body? Oh no, it's one of those show, don't tell things, isn't it? Oh no, it's one of those show, don't tell things, isn't it? Pachoo, pachoo, swish. Your credentials as the resident future man of Revachol are being questioned. Show her your hip with the times, Gramps. This is an evolutionary step up from amplified instruments, which in turn are a step up from acoustic instruments. What comes after it, you wonder? A black-tinted nothingness or something finer? Interesting term. Time to glean some knowledge. Women's fencing. It's an elegant activity, a performance that would make the star of a radio melodrama blush. The gesture is super futuristic, goes well with his spiked imbecile hair. As you open your eyes, you should scream, "Hyper, hyper!" It seems appropriate. He looks almost innocentic, with that Harmon Walshy player raised up high. Could this be the certainty a spirit of the world feels? He looks almost innocentic, with that Harmon Walshy player raised up high. Could this be the certainty a spirit of the world feels? Yup, sounds like a seizure. And you probably had a more massive one a few days back. But all kinds of things could be wrong with you at this point. You've known that much all along. Meanwhile, you still have a killer to catch. This is your chance to show up for art. There is definitely something futuristic about his hair, aggressively so. You get the sense that this is what the future will look like. Imbecilic, yes, should the future ever come. It will look deeply imbecilic, like this guy. That soft core gyrating is supposed to be dancing. Do it. Do it for art. You're part of the future brigade now, and so is your formerly humdrum ledger. Neon, baby. There is something blindingly modern about this symbol. Its modernness puts to shame everything you've seen before. It's the contrast between the cherry chemical yellow and the rigor mortis. As if the cherry guy didn't know he was dead, or the dead guy didn't care that he was. Either way, you get the sense the forces of future are at work here. If anything, it sounds a bit proto, like it's not fully formed yet. You might be a moribund alcoholic and a failed cop, but you are pretty certain a thing cannot be both proto and hardcore. Why wouldn't they be? Are the lungs not the place where you hold the breath of your soul? What do we have around here to achieve some sort of parallel processing? This is it. This is a new era. The fabric of the world has been irrevocably altered. This is it. This is a new era. The fabric of the world has been irrevocably altered. Isn't that what real artists do? Make it up as they go along. What do we have around here to achieve some sort of parallel processing? Could it be? Maybe for him. You only have a chapter or two left in you. Last of the penultimate, more like. Those theories didn't really hold up in retrospect, did they? Dedicated, hyperactive, unified. You will have to add something of your own to understand this list of loosely formed qualities called hardcore. You need your own entry. Make it aggressive, monotonous, but also somehow sacrum, primitive, yet futuristic, like a machine man. Nothing exists but the here and now. All are one, one purpose. All you've managed is a list. The parts don't form a whole. Predictable, but solid. Oh yeah, it feels manly, beautiful. Endless are the wonders born out of the cultural collaboration so wisely facilitated by the free world. That's a good way to go. Start the war. Hit the floor. We need more. Army of hardcore. Yeah, you might as well make it complete with a whistle then. Say that again? You know it, baby. Yeah, you should even try to put moves inside your moves. If you fear it, let it happen. Keep on dancing till the world ends. That level of conceptual thinking is not part of your skill set. Your conceptualization accepts this in solemn admiration and gratitude. So you've come empty-handed and pure, without burdens. A hardcore supplicant. That will have to do. Lord of the Western Plain, it is really happening, right here. The migrants are contaminating our youth. It was probably white and gold, with light red flower motifs. Part of you, assumed to be lost to nerve damage, knows this style to be ubi DeLoreanism. Then why do you have all this cultural analysis up here? Interesting. He wants you to describe it, though he already knows what it looks like. Rarely has there been a more apt pairing of man and transceiver. This is a portent of great success. This is easy. Antennas are basically just tall things, right? That's fine. You're just getting warmed up. Your next idea will definitely be better. All right, brainstorming time. Remember, this is just the ideation phase. There are no bad ideas. This really didn't seem like it was going to be that hard. We'll just have to try again. Your thinking about this has gotten way too rigid. Time to flip the whole antenna paradigm on its head. Nope, nothing. The idea factory is closed until further notice. Close your eyes. Unfold your mental map of Martinez. It's morning. You're standing on the plaza before the whirling in rags. Your eye follows the tiles west. You see a bench and a few twisted, pitiful trees. Then, just water. Beyond the unkempt backyard rises a monstrous assemblage of concrete, plaster, and corrugated sheet metal. You turn around. The morning sun is blinding. You bring your hand to your brow, and a great shadow materializes before you. A towering beast, frozen in mid-air. Real art is dense and difficult. If it didn't feel like you had to wrestle a suicidal bear to get through it, you weren't really reading. Wake up the past and tell it to stay awake. The bad times are here to stay. A name like armor. Embrace your inner Dveorg. You're a tall Dveorg. Become the Dveorg king. Like a tiny homunculus, the Dveorg lives within your blue soul. Close your eyes, reflect upon your core essence, really bore into the depths of your soul, and reach a hand toward the bookstand. You see an old, out-of-shape drunkard of a cop, incapable of solving a simple case. Imaginary worlds can't save you. You should eat it slowly. Really savor the chef's concept. My money is on cool. Looks like a cubic pyrite. What better place to escape than the past? What pacing? Naked women and giant swords. Is that really the best they could come up with? Feels formulaic and derivative. He doesn't even have a real name. What is inside this man? Or is muscle and bone all he is? The point is, why should you care about this character? Does he have any inner conflicts? Unspoken motivation? A tragic flaw, perhaps? Oh, for fuck's sake. This book makes a mockery of the very idea of good plotting, though something tells you coherence was never the point. This is beyond primitive. Hyperproductive vegetables and ultra-horny communards are fine, but this theory hasn't quite gotten strange enough for you. Of course you want to go deeper. What else are you here for? A true man of ideas, equal to any of the great DeLorean polymaths. Yes, you have a little cabinet for organizing and storing them away. What an interesting color palette. It's vibrant, yet somehow leaves you ever so slightly nauseated. There's no way those are real names. Have you ever met anyone named Exilus? Come on, they're plainly pseudonyms. It's the stilted language and overconfident tone that's the real giveaway here. You're almost certainly reading a recycled university essay, one that could probably use some edits. It is. Look at how basic that thing is. Basic clip. Unglamorous toilet smelling papers. It could do with some pizzazzo. Cheer you right up. Challenge accepted. You should be on the lookout for stylistic elements that elevate this cabbage to heights unforeseeable. A title, one might say even. One that draws inspiration from snoop fiction and vespertine cop show staples. It's not exactly poetry, but poetry would be out of place. You don't have to be an intellectual giant to do police work. It says, everyone look at me and my toilet paper covered cop ledger. I don't care. My ledger is droopy and it smells like a urinal. Not a new addition though, so keep that styling case open, my friend. It says, everyone look at me and my toilet paper covered cop ledger. I don't care. My ledger is droopy and it smells like a urinal. Sparks fall like snow from the bow collector. A streetcar distancing. It says, everyone look at me and my kitchen tissue covered cop ledger. I don't care. My ledger is droopy and it smells like a urinal. It says, everyone look at me and my kitchen tissue covered cop ledger. I don't care. My ledger is droopy and it smells like a urinal. Not a new addition though. So keep that styling case open, my friend. Sadly, the ledger only comes with an old worn down lead pencil. It's unfitting of this monumental event. Thank you, waterlogged ledger, for spelling it out for us. Yes, yes, you know what that normal name is, but it's so plain. Anything else, please. One day you may still catch the man with the square gun. What are you talking about? No one's out to get you. Get real, man. Upgrade that cop ledger. I don't know. Have you seen how basic that thing is? Basic clip. Unglamorous toilet smelling papers. It could have done with some pizzazzo. Anyway, go on. Sorry I said anything. Most of these titles seem to be in the sci-fi genre. Some thrillers too. The point is for the reader to feel like they're solving the crime along with Dick Mullen. A crude narrative convention, but no less effective for it. She's got good taste and must have taken whatever she recorded here seriously. She had good taste and must have taken what she recorded here seriously. An underground kingdom of shimmering spillways. Silver stars melted down and filtered for their precious discharge. What a place of inspiration. If points are really arbitrary, as the lieutenant says, what's to stop you from playing the game the way you want? No luck. All you find is this lime-colored cellophane visor, produced by a bargain sportswear brand called Amphibian, apparently. There's a malformed green frog on its bent cap. This is how a sea monster sees the world. You've become a sea monster, giant, hidden, and strangely tender at heart. All is blue. Your head is so full of colorful thoughts, you never feel alone. What she means is, actually, you have no idea what those words could mean in this context. Come on, kings and sabers are so played out. There's a better way. Why not arm the good king's valiant steed instead? There seems to be just enough room between its teeth there. As though the whole plaza were a giant radio computer, and the hostel its glowing filament memory. Come on, kings and sabers are so played out. There's a better way. Why not arm the good king's valiant steed instead? There seems to be just enough room between its teeth there. Fun Ultra, we're the future. You remember the slogan from some magazine. Those critics might have it wrong, though. There's more to it than just ironism. But you can't say what precisely. Perhaps this art mystery will be solved at a later time. There's not an ounce of artistry here. It's even worse than expected. Not just any face. It reminds you of the grotesque carvings sometimes found in prehistoric caves. Don't you see? Idiot Doom Spiral has finally achieved something remarkable. Gone rogue? No. Idiot Doom Spiral has finally achieved something remarkable. Don't you see? Idiot Doom Spiral has finally achieved something remarkable. Gone rogue? No. Idiot Doom Spiral has finally achieved something remarkable. Don't you see? Idiot Doom Spiral has finally achieved something remarkable. Gone rogue? No. Idiot Doom Spiral has finally achieved something remarkable. Don't you see? Idiot Doom Spiral has finally achieved something remarkable. Gone rogue? No. Idiot Doom Spiral has finally achieved something remarkable. Oh yes, much is to be discussed at length here. The éclaboussure breaks up the lines of the original bronze piece, setting up an act of rebellion for us all to follow. It is an anarcho-modern calling, destruction of the past, cause for the future. Don't you see? Idiot Doom Spiral has finally achieved something remarkable. Gone rogue? No. Idiot Doom Spiral has finally achieved something remarkable. The pal sounds like the drug to me. In the background, a quiet song seeps from her cabin into the air. You don't hear any vocals. It's death. But for the universe, oh, we're contemplating the living shit out of this. In the center of this town, there's a ghostly motorway. She sang. She is receding in the clutches of some indescribable scattered emotion. A child descending. A book with ragged edges catches your notice. The front cover features a large, muscular man. The title reads, Man from Eelmdal in the Lost City of the Pygmies. Cultural victory? What is this then? Wait, there's something here, stored away in some dusty corner. It starts like, your best verse. You don't even have a bad verse in here. Just tumbleweed and liquor stains. Wait, no. What are you doing? A simple little cadence. He seems to be making it up as he goes. It's official. He too agrees. This is the antechamber of the afterlife. A rhymesmith. This is quite credible. It goes with its cadence and way of speaking. No. Just no. I can already see it's failed, and I'm stopping it now. Until you have good poetry, you have no poetry. No, stop. He's already mortified. ask for his conclusion. Jerry is a cool name. She likes the totality of it. All that untaxed income must have fueled the new. That can only mean one thing. Can't bring the dead back. Something kind and usual. That's another leitmotif associated with moralism. Super cool. Someone should give them millions of real immediately. This game is too good to be left unfinished. This wasn't your grandma's game studio. This is something else. This is way above your tiny little policeman head. Face of a millipede trapped in amber. Somewhere in the depths of your alcohol-addled soul, you find a few threads that you can weave into a story. You've thought of a very touching story. It's shit, though. Yes, this is good. This is very good. Well, you're in luck then. Nope, you're already telling it. Eclectic is for pop music with indigenous percussion. You're a sartorial maverick. It would be an artistic statement of some kind or another. There are way more inventive ways than a gun to leave this world. The sole purpose of pornography is to stimulate one's visual sense to evoke sexual arousal. The same is true with the modifications you're proposing. So you know she's not an antiques enthusiast. Not my jurisdiction, man. But it also doesn't sound like she used that secret route at all. Right on. I hate to interrupt the deafening pain you're in. But Joyce said it was possible to force dimensions by using radio waves. This must be one of the devices used to send radio signals across the Pale. If one hornet can kill 40 honeybees in a minute, then three hornets should be able to kill 120 honeybees in a minute or more, since they'll also be covering one another. It's like an organic sample brought back from a distant star system inhabited by sentient neckwear. It's like an organic sample brought back from a distant star system inhabited by sentient neckwear. At least you can think about opening it, about doors in general. They are, after all, fundamental to your life. Perhaps something useful would come from this. At least you can think about opening it, about doors in general. They are, after all, fundamental to your life. Perhaps something useful would come from this. And a bit of conceptual unity, too. It being yellow and all. Here we go. Two different approaches to cap this off with style. Say what? Something interesting? Impossible. She turns her head, and the plastic fishhooks rattle in her ears. Nothing sheerworthy takes place in your head. You're still coming up with sentences. That's a step up from total annihilation. Right? Find common ground with him. Ease yourself in there. He has a point. While an idea is born potentially immortal, flesh is always doomed to die. Maybe if you inquire more about the present, you'll figure out the secret of returning to the past. This goes far beyond your conceptual reach, beyond the conceptual reach of anyone, really. Hermeneutics was almost within your grasp, but now only vague letters float before your eyes, less meaningful, but aesthetically more pleasing. If this transceiver were a person, it would be an accountant at a large logistics firm. Perfectly competent, but unexceptional. His theory isn't exactly incoherent, but its logic does suggest some unusual neural activity. Interesting. You know, these visuals would look super cool in the church. Turn it into an art installation. Invite viewers to question what it means to bring an outside light inside. We have so many barriers to break down and concepts to explore. For a price, of course. This would make quite a statement in your living room. Makes you feel rebellious. Okay, that checks out. That's odd. Why doesn't he like music? Maybe you should ditch music as well. Get into these more experimental sounds he's describing. Remember, he doesn't like music. He likes sounds. The Door Gunner Megamix is his type of tape. Certainly, he'd give you a discount if he knew you'd play something so Experimental. Sounds like he's already heard the Requiem for All Life Forms and wasn't that impressed. Are you kidding me? Fuel oil is so much cooler. No way you're disfiguring that beautiful wall with something as pedestrian as ordinary paint. That beautiful wall deserves nothing less. They do say the painter always paints his own portrait. You don't have the skills to execute something like this in practice. But, oh boy, the idea's going to blow her fucking mind. You know what you've got in that fuel canister you scavenged from your Kanema? Red-dyed heavy fuel oil. Paint and a brush. You're ready to do this. You know what you should be able to find in your government-issued vehicle? Red-dyed heavy fuel oil. Her neurons must be on fire. The heat creating waves and ripples in all she sees. Above all, in her painting. You know what you've got in that fuel canister you scavenged from your Kanema? Red-dyed heavy fuel oil. Time to get to proper work, artiste. Oops, my apologies. I guess I was trying too hard. A brush? An artist? The red splatter is urban expressionism. She's probably not a good example of the gang, either. Or maybe these skulls are more of an art movement than a gang. The inspiration will come to her once hell is set loose on the streets. It's too calm right now. No, it's great. The right idea is not coming to her. It's excruciating. No, you weren't. Otherwise, you would have said it. In truth, it was quite beyond your associative powers. Forget this public art. She must have something private and esoteric. Something that tormented her until she brought it into existence. Interesting. You can immediately see multiple ways to interpret this piece. What is the experience that the artist is trying to create? What bodies and spaces are they seeking to explore? There's tension in these strokes of genius. A desire to step into a dialogue with the viewer, to provoke them. A meditation on Sein und Nichtsein. That's rich coming from a young girl dressed up like a granny. Perhaps not everyone is an artist after all. Relax, she meant it in jest. She makes a point of being unromantic about it. She hasn't actually said it to every drunk in town. It was spoken in jest. What she calls corruption is simply an aesthetic category. These are the kind eyes of the rich man that seem to say, everything is possible. Surprisingly eloquent, really. The last one, not the first three. Those are ape speak. Like a crossword puzzle solver. Or a master at the guessing game, Peng. The old, old world passing by. And the new, new world already here. For all the boys looking for adventure, a blood spatter on the seas. Investigation upon investigation here in Martinez, racing towards some dark deadline. You've thought it a million times. Like a cancer of the blood, metastasizing. He seems to be in some sort of loop. Called Volta do Mar, or Return from the Sea. Intellectually speaking, it would be quite interesting to hear what she has to say about these things. The doubt is fully formed in your head. The alien feeling persists, yet something's still missing. You have finished mulling over the jamais vu thought, but your conceptualization skills are not nuanced enough to make sense of it, and to humanity at large. Suddenly, you're not so sure you're part of the supraculture. Of course, no time for silly infracultures. There are more pressing, reality-centric questions to be asked. An experimental side case. That dialect is Ubisunt. You recognize it's a quote from somewhere. A play written way back in the Franco-Nigerian century. It must be. This is the greatest and the kindest arrangement the atoms had in them. What is it? What is it? What is it? You can feel it. Something pushing against the other side of a locked door. You must find the key. A strange coldness comes over you as you look at the world. The waves sway the sloop slowly. That's all. It's on the tip of your tongue, a doubt of sorts, already in your head. But it's not fully formed yet. You have to wait and return to this later, once the jamais vu thought is complete. The doubt is fully formed in your head. The alien feeling persists. You just can't word the question yet. You have to complete the jamais vu thought first. What is all of this? The scent, the sound, the air. A strong aura of originality surrounds the girl in question. When she grows up, and if she grows up to be clever, she'll discover there's no such thing as a grown-up. He isn't even drawn right. What was that? An idea for an unfinished novel stuck somewhere in your forebrain? This is art. Underground art. A scene. The starting gun fires, and we're off. That's the name of the song. Vulgarity is La Belle de Jour. There he stands, proud, rigid and alone, like a cracking marble statue. And now we both walk away and everybody lives. I'm sure we can come up with something with a bit more oomph than that. Tell this lost comrade what the people's sandwich would be like. Distill the essence of the working man in a sandwich. Aeons ago, probably when you were still a child. The return of what? And to whom, you think? Spoken as the something that will one day return, or as the someone who's waiting? Spoken as the something that will one day return, or as the someone who's waiting? I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Absolute destruction. The helmet looks like the face of an ancient god of war, crying blood. Life gets hard. But we go on. Maybe it's true. The hanged man is merely a prop in a performance. We are the audience, and the artist is hiding somewhere in the dark. That's an origin story for a dynamic duo right there. Skulls. Now there's a strong organizational title. The jackets are meant to complete each other. If a man was standing alone on a street corner with piss written on his back, it'd just be an individual that has taken a liking to urine and fuck the world all on its own is, frankly, generic. Like the last rays of the evening sun, gently kissing the day goodbye, before giving way to unfathomable darkness. Something with colors and headwear. Soldiers identify with those things. The name echoes through the deep dark halls of history. It calls to you and your kin like a machine. You should try to come up with a heroic story of your own. Impress this old soldier. Yeah, keep her in the loop. It's strangely enjoyable to report back on the minute progress you've made, even to strangers. What are you waiting for? Ask about the disco already. You need some fresh jams to get out of this rut. Today, the makeshift consolations. The shared cigarette. The masculine jokes. Today, the embrace before hurting. So, who killed Charlie Spillane and Deanna Denuva, detective? Just fucking pick one. Doesn't matter. The choice has been made. You caught the criminal. It was Dick Mullen all along. Who's the real detective now? That's right, it's you. Rest easy tonight, real detective. Way to go, public corruption cop. You've seen firsthand how the powerful tip the scales of justice in their favor. But today you tip them back, just a little. You can rest easy tonight. Well done, ace detective. You put a dangerous junkie and art collector behind bars. Two birds with one stone. Now put your feet up and take a breather. You've seen it yourself, haven't you? Maybe that cuts a little close to the bone, jaded cop. Take it easy. Don't let the memory of old betrayals haunt you tonight. Why not? Love gets a lot of people killed. Speaking of, aren't you a little close to the edge yourself? Love a cop. Better lay off that love stuff if you can. Case closed. and with no time to spare. Ideologies are dangerous, but communism won't be troubling the people anymore. All thanks to you, Politico Detective. Hang on, you can do this. Use your imagination. You know who the suspects are. Just make it up. It feels like a spell. Below the confusion and rage, a fit of jamais vu like yours, the thought passes, more pressing matters take its place. Forget about that. Something much more noteworthy goes off in your brain. Could it have not been that? Wait, it suddenly strikes you. Perhaps it was not as it seemed. Oh, there's plenty to say, hardcore man. To no avail. To no avail. To no avail. An idea, told to him by grown-ups, from radio towers and leaflets, in beautiful print, when he was still a teenager. Everything is possible, if we fight. There was something about a statue and nihilistic advertising agency people. Might be worth investigating. The familiar putt, putt, putt of hatred. The whole world is a locked mechanism for him. All of history, with only one shaft of light that shone in 44 years ago. He will not stop now. These dialectical materialist types never do. Exploit it. Politics. Hit him with politics, and he may start giving his motive for him to stop reacting to stimuli, to be broken off from the world, cordoned into darkness, praying to you, immortalized. So what if the next picture doesn't come? This creature is not the photographer, just the camera. It was you, coming from the West. From the whirling, you were coming. Its insect mind is impenetrable to your reasoning. Instead of air, you exhale thoughts. There are no trees that eat thoughts. Perhaps it's the present. He stares on, his wrinkled mouth moving without a sound. A strange sadness, like a song. You should engage him about inframaterialism. Impress him with all the ideas you picked up from the reading group. So that's why he's the deserter. These eyes are charred black by the images that have entered them. Shaitan Ahura, the darkened one. Technically, this wasn't traditional rock. It was more independent melodic. That is his idea of a joke. Is it not the wisest man who knows he knows nothing? Sure, why not? The little books seem inconsequential next to the big pile of frivolous entertainment covering them. The little books seem inconsequential next to the big pile of frivolous entertainment covering them. Still nothing. Just books. Oh yes, under the bed, there is a rather extensive collection of critical theory. That is, Dawa, life non-affirming left-wing literature, published by small imprints such as Abattoir Firm and Ousia. It's not exactly light reading. Not that you can tell. This is a digest of someone who's dead bored. Most of it is for entertainment purposes. Fittingly, right next to the radiola on the floor. Oh yes, under the bed, there is a rather extensive collection of critical theory. That is, Dawa, life non-affirming left-wing literature, published by small imprints such as Abattoir Firm and Ousia. It's not exactly light reading. Maybe it's a little old-fashioned. There's a nude mag. More than that, you can't say. You do feel there's something you're not getting here, though. Oh well. The little books seem inconsequential next to the big pile of frivolous entertainment covering them, like a silent orchestra tuning at the beginning of some major work. Where it has always been. It's the work of a self-taught visionary, like skyscrapers, spires of dirt and sand rising, accommodations for their insectoid inhabitants, two birds on a wire, whistling by the seaside, looking at the water, and a sunken car. Okay, that's way better than what you did. Well, napalm ants, for example, are used in some rites of passage rituals. In short, art is the highest form of human communication. representation, narrative, emotion, and agency intertwined. Such vigor. Already you express a sharp, descriptive mind, ready to slash through the empty and superficial in favor of the sublime and the beautiful. Do it. Become the art cop. Half art critic, half cop. Why does art inspire you so much? Exactly. It's not only your duty to only catch the criminals off the street, you must also apprehend criminals of the printing press and the gallery, the trite and derivative artists and writers of the world. Go ahead and provide savage criticisms, art cop. The world is yours to rip to pieces and reassemble. Quit being so indecisive. What are you going for here? Some kind of indecisive and camp aesthetic now? Strike a bold shape here. Go art or go home. Bravo. Continue. Then, the mediocre and vulgar epigones of the world. So what if everything is incomprehensibly shit and you can see it? Take no responsibility. Only the most experimental kind. Excellent question. Art is a diverse range of visual, literary, auditory, and performative creativity. It's an expression of imagination and technical skill. Additionally, it's history, criticism, and pure enjoyment, is it? Yet your eye constantly seeks out the most critical side of any aesthetic confrontation. You follow the expressions of imagination and technical skill with curiosity. Yes, you seek substance. No vapid representations and reproductions of social mores as made manifest in stuffy biennials. We're talking real, living art here. Become the art cop. Half art critic, half cop. Have you looked in the mirror lately? You have the exact features of a savage art critic, with that beard and those clothes. Disheveled and prophetic. Perhaps you should try to critique architecture too? Of course not. It's autism. Box drawing. Masturbation with a ruler and a sextant or whatever they use. You should demean and criticize the genteel institution of architecture while extolling the virtues of the pure arts. This guy's appropriating the emerging Boogie Street lingo as part of his sales pitch for the free market economy. They'll be super, super fine. It'll be totally okay. You can dual copotype from sorry to anything. This is the beginning of your legend. Perhaps it's for the best. Him not talking too much. It is. Idiot doom spiral, huh? This is bound to be a good, high concept conversation. At last. We're going to need examples here. Just going by one of your initials doesn't cut it. The level of conceptualization could always be higher. Yes, what an athlete. There should be a new word for drunk moves like that, like alcolite or gymnast. The utter genius of its design, conveyed beautifully through his commitment to a singular aesthetic. He's gone above and beyond. His eyes are your eyes. Sounds intriguing. What say you, art cop? Truly, he has the soul of an artist. A paradigm-shattering revolutionary? Are there actually two of them? Are you sure you're not just hallucinating or seeing double? Could it be? Do their minds work in the same way? You're not limping. You're you. Oh, you're getting it. And it is gorgeous. Hordes of wild, homeless people roaming the lands. Nomads scattered across an endless plain. In a dystopian world where tear is the only valid currency and people eat each other to stay alive. Life world. Someone's been reading up on last century Gottwaldian philosophers. Play it cool now. Oh, it's way more than that. It's interesting time. Forget about the rest. If you declare yourself a doomed man does not need comfort from anything. He can go on without drink or help, like a clockwork. Snow Welkin. Blonde Welkin. They are damn iconic though, Torson and McLean. A Of course, so you don't remember not remembering. Beautiful. Gun. Yeah, you don't have that. Maybe you can philosophize your way out of it. What is it with all these material objects? Shit, kid. What an interest in Monica. While the grand bourgeois in La Delta are so rich, they literally float above the law. This merry company crawls so far beneath. They too are rendered virtually untouchable. The beauty of extremities. She says it as if he was on some kind of spiritual retreat. The place is so pornographically poor, it's not even funny. That's kind of grim for a children's song, even if it is a lullaby. She makes it sound like losing one's name was as common as a midlife crisis. The sky is indifferent to your silent nod, but the lieutenant seems to appreciate it. He gives you a fleeting smile. The sky feels more bright and welcoming than ever before. The sky feels more ominous and threatening than ever before. This phrase is meant to be looked at from above. To be able to revert back to a previous version of yourself. To the one before all the mistakes. That's why we're here. Like a submarine fueled by suffering. Small hut, pregnant with screams of anguish and terror. The lowered head of the mother as she gnaws at the child's joint. Chewing, screams, agony. Finally, there's a tiny crunch, followed by the sound of weeping. In truth, these sound more like scenes from some old fantastique novel, the product of the author's fevered imagination, rather than reality. After all this time with Morel, he must have an opinion on cryptids. This could lead to a good one. It's a secret rite, a very fringe nationalist handshake, probably. Willow people? Not at all. Doesn't sound like he particularly wants to be lumped in with them either. His is a scientific community of one. He's interested in things that people believe that scientists don't. A ghost insect, he said? These people are looking for a ghost. Damn it, Lieutenant. Have you no intellectual curiosity? Not just any fish. It moves like some ancient bottom feeder gliding over the ocean floor in search of prey. No, it's more like a creature from the abyssopologic zone. A great, dark, bioluminescent fish. This is a horrible allegory for whatever is on the other end. You plow your way toward the frigid lands of Gutla and Vasa, smashing every ice sheet in your path. Nothing, nothing can stop an icebreaker. Was this not the same Eno that founds empires and lays waste to cities, virile, uncaring towards the little things? Then, houses along a narrow street, a video rental, darkness on the planet's curvature. Concentration makes you squint your eyes. Your name should be deep gold and orange, like a forest fire looming on the horizon, but mixed with the stench of liquor rising from your breath. You're two steps closer to it, but there are still many to go. Raphael Ambrosius Cousteau. Yes, it is. Raphael Ambrosius Cousteau. Sounds solemn and historical. This is an opportunity to start your life anew as a classier person. No, you won't. Raphael Ambrosius Cousteau. Sounds solemn and historical. This is an opportunity to start your life anew as a classier person. No, it's not. Raphael Ambrosius Cousteau. Sounds solemn and historical. This is an opportunity to start your life anew as a classier person. The lieutenant's conceptualization skills must be rather rudimentary, but this isn't an old school case. From an imaginary fan, it's no mere brain. It's all part of the master plan, you see. We all have our different mediums. His is written, so desperately mundane. You need to funk this case up. It can still be an otherworldly sex mystery in your head, with a dark twist even. Gravity anomaly? Dig in it. Dig in this parascientific stuff right here. Not really. It's just stylization. The way they drew eyes, It's not a zoological drawing. That dimple is a flower attracting lust, vice, and sin. That tape you picked up said 43. You seem to be a hip modern man who listens to hip modern records, so it must be 43. Now maybe she'll open up about those fascinating cryptids. Take her mind off all this. That tape you picked up said 43. You seem to be a hip modern man who listens to hip modern records, so it must be 43. Are there? Some of the other things are pretty bad. Yes, some left-field scientific research is exactly what you need right now. Funk up that vanilla murder investigation. Yes, please. Some science fiction is exactly what's needed right now. Spice up that vanilla murder investigation. Some fringe science is exactly what's needed right now. Spice up that vanilla murder investigation. More important than a missing expedition? I don't know. Expeditions often lead to something interesting. Terrarium? He's really trying to salvage something out of it. Good pick. Literary demotion? That's the worst. A tender type of hope. Something stirs in you. Perhaps this is why you broke it. Isn't it evil? The order of magnitude between what is asked of a person and what they have? Isn't it evil? The order of magnitude between what is asked of a person and what they have. See? Everyone agrees it's your color scheme. We're on the right track with this name thing. Real? Must be cosmetics. Probably a body milk. It's almost like music, especially with the sounds of assorted dishes boiling and simmering on the stove. He doesn't know your language. You can just say something cool in return. You're probably right. The others are only there for filler, to make the gun thing pop. This is a serious violation of the karaoke code. It's almost an anthropological sight, watching him try to assert dominance over you. Now that is intriguing. You had me at door gunner. Actually, there are a few. Crypto analyst, radio officer. You're getting an intellectually unsatisfying vibe from this conversation. Maybe you're doing something wrong. To him, being a cop in the RCM was truly expressed in that performance. You can't leave it like that. Spin it on its head. Engage caps lock. Push it more. Harder. Be more intelligent. There's a joke you're not getting here. Could have something to do with the brain damage. Okay, yes, you get the joke. Leave it at that. Tibbs, that's short for. Bet their father's named Atticus Hardy. Lucretia Hardy would be their sister. Anyway. A man like you can figure out his sexuality in a working day. It won't be 20 hours, unless you want to enter the heightened realms of the fantasme érotique afterwards. It may be 20 hours, or more, but that would be on your own time. It's not a very good mother joke, but the room still laughs. Something about those mother jokes just works. It's hardly a side investigation. You already have a name for it. Oh yeah, you get it. Another day hustling and grinding in a free world. Your understanding of the worker's struggle is about one century old, she's thinking. She means it's part of the future you won't experience. There is nothing a determined man could not achieve. She's right, you're basically an epidermochromatic police officer. Big up, fucky fingers. He is a free thinker, beyond the box. Can't argue with that. But this suffering, it must have some kind of meaning. A story that will come out of it. Perhaps even a story that you will write yourself. He went with the Furies. Perhaps the internal strife it implies was not so off after all. Or perhaps to honor your wishes, or for some other reason. Hard to say. A silver jumpsuit falls off her like scale armor, sparkling. This is the sparkle of too many nights out on the city. Officer, could be an artistic statement. You're already prone to those. Officer, could be an artistic statement. A claim to official renown. Like two baby crocodiles. Like a cat rubbing itself against its owner's calves. A cat that wants you to smoke a lot. Interesting. Are we speaking of visual art? Or something more conceptual? What is this? The turn of the century? The world's moved beyond paintings. You want something experimental. Intramuscular puppetry. Hyperrealistic vapor porn. Meditation opera. He does have potential. Defying authority. Thinking outside the box. Folded M dimension. A reference to the popular science fiction series, In System. Look who's in a good mood suddenly. And reads science fiction. A two-hearted spider. You're in a perfectly balanced system where neither you nor the power is able to get the upper hand. This could go on forever. It's an empty vessel, an amphora waiting to be filled. Something always returns from the past. It's how the future happens. Many guesses turn out to have been right. She sounds like a sixth grader, apologizing. It also makes Clasia almost an allochronym for Katarzyna Alazia. Could it mean Clasia is an allochronym for Katarzyna Alazia, a nickname? Who gave you this nickname, Clasia? Someone's angry. She's in trouble. Fucked. People after her? Moral intern people? This isn't Oranis lit. It's like she's disappointed this wasn't about more entertaining matters. We'll show him. You'll tear it up all the styles. It's no mere turn of phrase. This young woman has a deeply rooted understanding of what sad means. No, it wouldn't. It would be thematic. What is there to do now, stranded here? The question is personal to her. More than humor. What about Revacholian literature? People sometimes reveal things about themselves when they discuss such matters. What was that? Funky Town? The date of your re-entry into the fossil record? Nothing. Just time passing. Don't worry. Is this Oranis lit? Is this Oranis lit? Explain himself? As if explaining some kind of work? Some kind of avant-garde work way ahead of its time? You must get to the bottom of this one of these days. Sadly, it's unlikely to happen today. Stop denying it. You want art all over you. You want to smear yourself in art. Been dying to ever since you got up. There's a tug of war over the name of his fantastical city. It's almost too big for his imagination. Lame. That rings some bells. Could this be connected to Night City, aka the City of Rage? But it's not lame. There's a real tension there. City of Rage. She doesn't know whether to be glad because Kuno's finally convinced of the lameness, or more worried because of his continued use of the first person singular. Kuno is Kuno, not I. They will also make you into an idiot. Well played. No one saw that coming. The lieutenant doesn't actually look like a rock and roll enthusiast. Historical revisionism has taken place. A pretty lame Oranese name. Nowhere near Kuno. The thought crosses your mind, and then it's gone. Perhaps something for later. Perhaps you could compress this negative energy and turn it into some sort of a Kuno-fied non-vomiter. Don't ask questions. Roll with it. It will work. I promise. That's right. Turn your weaknesses into conceptual strengths. Try it again now. Always the cynic. Then I have a suggestion. Just don't vomit anymore, okay? If there ever was such a thing as an ugly kid, then this is it. He's almost exquisite in his ugliness. Like a gremlin. It's like a little engine has come alive on the other side of the fence. An engine that only says, Kipped. You don't even have a joke. Of course, there is a moral to be drawn from it. A moral to this story. This man will never sleep again. Never wake. If trees were made of porcelain, this is what their cross-sections would look like. I am so disappointed in you. What are you interested in then? The smooth, glossy surface fractures into ever more intricate interconnections, peaking on the right sabaton, where you notice his personality is no longer a part of the world. Sometimes even that is not enough. Life is unfair. It's a puzzle. What's hanging in front of you is a puzzle of decaying flesh, tattoos and tendons, like whorls of floorboards. The design looks organic, influenced by highly resistant wood materials, like lignum vitae and ebony perhaps, as if someone left out most of the night sky, filtering it through personal choice. The principle of this filter remains unknown to you. The thought dissipates, and you feel as though you were only half right. Rhythmic pattern calms your mind. Mammals like this stuff. Challenge accepted. You should be on the lookout for stylistic elements that elevate this cabbage to heights unforeseeable. What are you talking about? No one's out to get you. Get real, man. Upgrade that cop ledger.